Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Hello there, it's Dermot in for Oliver. I hope you're all in good form today. Thanks for your messages. Going to get to them in just a few minutes. But Jenny Fennessy and Dylan Kennedy not only work together, but they live together. They're married to each other and the job, so much so that they even rehearse scenes at dinner. Yes, they're actors, and they're in a new play about the perils of online dating. Taboo opens on June 9th to the 14th at Smock Alley Theatre in Dublin. And they're here to tell us more about it. Jenny and Dylan, good morning.
Morning. Morning. Thanks for having us.
So would you recommend being actors who are working together, living together?
I think we get on very well, and I think we have a free hand that's kind of easy, and we don't take offence to the other person's suggestions. So if I were maybe married to somebody else, it might be more tricky, but it's good with Dylan, it's easy. Yeah.
You have woken up in the middle of the night before and like run one or two of the lines. It's like half three in the morning.
Yeah. Can we not just sleep? Yeah, can this not wait till the morning?
That's true, and I have woken Dylan up and be like, Dylan, do you think in this moment we could try this? There isn't much of an escape now, that is true.
Do you have the same approach to acting? Because you know when you get actors who aren't in a relationship but you might meet on a film set or something, one person is very fastidious and likes to rehearse a lot and go over it, the other person likes to be in the flow and see what happens in the moment, and that doesn't always work together.
No, but I think we both know what each other kind of like and need, so we can be like, hey, do you mind if we just run this? And I think we find a good midway ground for that, don't we?
Absolutely, yeah. You're more the fastidious and I'm more the, let's just see how it goes.
Yeah.
But there are moments where Jen's like, I need you to do this for this line so I can be okay.
I think that just sounds like a lot of married conversations.
Yeah, true, that's true.
You need to be more fastidious about this. Yeah. How did you guys meet? Were you both actors at the time?
We met on a play in 2008 in Kilkenny. And
we were playing school kids on a bus. It was called The Bus. And I was a girl who talked a lot. And Dylan was a character who was bullied. And it was an amazing job. We had like a 12-week tour all around Ireland.
So we did. Was it on an actual bus?
The set was a bus.
Okay.
It was amazing. Yeah. And then we toured all around Ireland, and Dylan and I love a good adventure. So we would go to every museum and stately home and every kind of in the evenings. And then, we just kind of started from there, didn't we?
Yeah. You weren't attracted to me at all. At the
No, I wasn't. I thought Dylan was really arrogant and he thought I was really boring. Love at first sight, it was not.
So how did you get over that hurdle of not having that initial attraction?
Look, to be honest, I couldn't drive, and Jenny lives about two-thirds of the way home from Kilkenny, so she used to give me a lift home.
So romantic.
Yeah, and and we just got chatting in the car, and the chats were great, and that's kind of where it started, really.
But isn't that the best way to form a relationship, where it comes from the chats?
Yeah,
yeah,
totally.
Definitely.
Yeah. We just clicked, didn't we?
We did.
It was very easy.
Yeah, my wife's always given out to me because if I'm driving by myself and I'll ring her for the chats.
Oh, yeah.
And we have great chats. And she's like, she's a painter, works from home. So she's like, I really need to do some work. And you're just using me to get through the entire length of the N7. You know? But she's like, the annoying thing is that when I'm in the car with you, you won't say anything at all. I have to do all the chat. I don't know why that is. So then you became something more than just a taxi service.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. A romantic taxi. Yeah.
Yeah. So let's get into Taboo then, and tell us about the actual show.
It's a play about a couple on their first date. Mm. They're both in their 30s. They're kind of misfits. Before the play starts, they meet in a supermarket. And during that conversation, Lily, the character that Jenny plays, invites Tom around for dinner. And that's how the play starts. She opens the door, invites him in, and they begin a three-course meal. So we eat a three-course meal over the course of the 80 minutes of the play.
Mm. So every night on stage, you have to eat a three-course meal. Now, what?
And a Saturday matinee as well. Yeah. Two shows.
This could be a really great thing, like a bonus, or it could be just, oh my God, is it the same thing every night? And if so, what is it?
So we're packing the van on Saturday with the set and the props and 9 chicken pies.
And And a microwave.
And a microwave.
And a microwave, yeah. Actually, a microwave. Yeah.
So chicken pies with three courses. So what's the starter?
Potato and leek soup.
Okay, so you got to heat that up, right?
Yeah. And then chicken and mushroom pie and veg, and then rhubarb tart and ice cream.
And to be honest, the shows are fine. It's the, doing the shows, the show evening is fine. It's when you have to do the rehearsal in the daytime, eat the chicken and mushroom pie and the soup and the rhubarb and apple crumble, and then do it again in the show. You're like, oh God, here we go.
You don't have to eat for the rehearsal as well, surely.
Yeah, because so much of the play is dependent on when you eat and when you listen. And so you get pretty full doing this job.
What weight are you going to be by the time you finish?
Yeah.
And the audiences get quite into the show, because I know you've put on the show in other parts of Ireland. It's coming to Dublin now. And the people really get involved, do they?
Yeah. I suppose because it's not, it's a new, relatively new play. Mm. So people don't know it. There's loads of plot twists and turns. And people are so involved. They have had moments where they give us advice during the play. Like, Tom, get out of there now, you know.
One woman said, run! Yeah. We were like standing on stage, really trying to keep a straight face.
Yeah.
But I love that about it. I love that, like, the play is so well written, and it's John Morton wrote it, and he's from Kilkenny, and he's such a skilled writer. And you, one reviewer said that there are more twists and turns than the Ring of Kerry in the play. And I think the audience are so alive to that. They think they've got the idea of each of the characters, and then the whole thing changes. And I think that's really exciting to be part of. Yeah.
Mm. People might know John Morton because he wrote Dead Still.
Yeah.
Which, of course, was on the TV as well, wasn't it?
He's super. Mm. He's super. And the characters have such a lovely, easy, flowing conversational tone. As an actor, it's just delicious to kind of sit back in it and go, oh, here we go. This is lovely, natural conversation. Mm. He's very skilled.
What's it like to be an actor in Ireland right now? I keep hearing things about AI. I heard someone saying acting is dead. That's it. Like in 10 years, there'll be no such thing as an actor.
Have I
wrecked your day?
No, I think we knew that anyway. We trained in London and when we came home to Ireland, it was tricky because we had done really good work in London and lots of casting directors and directors knew us. But when we came home, it was hard because nobody'd seen our work. So I guess it's a bigger gamble to take a risk on us auditioning or getting.
Why did you want to come back? If it's all happening over there, what was bringing you home?
We lived in Guardian buildings, so I don't know if they're really a thing in Ireland as such. Maybe they are, but they're basically like old schools or scouting halls or fire stations that are in between use. Mm. And they're normally full of creative people. And at one stage we lived in a house with maybe 70 people, a school over 7 floors, 10 people on each floor. Anyway, it was amazing. But Jenny got a job at the RSC in Stratford-upon-Avon.
You were all living in this old school, 70 people.
Yeah, and it was like full of photographers and writers and
but was it divided into apartments?
Oh,
or?
Yes.
All into, okay. We had a classroom basically, which was a huge room. So we had loads of space, especially for London living. It was in Paddington. We lived in Chancery Lane for 2 years. So like we were walking in and out of town. It was lovely, like it was amazing. But it got a bit exhausting in a way that because the buildings are in between use, you get short notice to move. So I
you wake up with 30 school children sitting around.
There you go.
Going,
where's my school?
Yeah.
So we kind of, we'd been there for 13 years and we were ready for something a bit more settled, weren't we, Jen?
Yeah, and I got a job in Stratford-upon-Avon and the Royal Shakespeare Company, and we lived in a cottage there. And we were like, this is great. This is lovely.
Just the two of us.
In the countryside. Yeah. It was just beautiful. And we were like, maybe it's much more like home because we live in the countryside at home. So we were like, you know what, maybe now it's time to do this. Yeah.
What's that like? Been in Stratford-upon-Avon and Royal Shakespeare. Isn't that just the sort of the epicentre of acting?
It was
with a capital A.
Oh my God, it was my favourite job of all time. It was just like you're working with the best people and like such knowledge and insight into Shakespeare. It was incredible.
This is a silly question, like really dumb, but do you only do Shakespeare plays in that theatre?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's two theatres and you mostly do Shakespeare in the main theatre, and there's another theatre where they might do Shakespeare's contemporaries. But yeah, it was beautiful. It was amazing. The whole experience was like incredible. Yeah. Just learned so much. It was fantastic. We loved every minute of it. Yeah. It's I guess going back to your original question, it's a bit trickier to have an acting career in Ireland in the way that we did in England, which is why we set up the theatre company, because we're like, look, instead of waiting for the phone to ring, why don't we find plays we love and we'll... on a wing and a prayer, try and make it happen. And yeah, we've done three shows now. The first song show we did was Love Song, and then we toured with that, and then we had The Flags by Bridget O'Connor, and this is our third show now, Taboo.
Is the production company Blue and Red?
Red and Blue. Red for Cork and Blue for Waterford.
Okay, nice and simple.
People from Waterford do say, why is the blue second?
No one from Red says why.
You can't please everybody. Yeah. Well, that's wonderful. So you're going to be taken to the stage at Smock Alley Theatre from the 9th to the 14th. I mentioned AI there, and I know it's so... People don't know what to think now, but is it something that worries you as a career? Where's your career going to go? Just as much as graphic designers are thinking the same thing
and
creatives of all types.
Yeah, I think for theatre, like that's the magic of theatre. It's been going, you know, for over 5, 6, maybe thousands of years, really, you know.
Yeah.
And you can't beat that. There's live actors performing just for you, just for that night. I can't see AI taking over that. Jenny and I both do voiceover work, and more the voiceover requests are for lend us your voice for AI project, and that's a bit scary. You're like, do I participate? Do I not participate in this? So the future of voiceover work, we're certainly a bit more anxious about. Yeah,
definitely.
Is it that they're creating AI voices to do the VOs?
Sometimes they're not even very transparent about where the voice will end up, and you don't know if it's going to be a massive project or if it's going to be an all internal in-company business-to-business project. So yeah, that's a bit uncertain.
As Jenny and Dylan are currently on an ad on TV too. What ad are you in at the moment?
We're in the three broadband, you know, the one, the hammer, the the Kango
mobile
broadband.
Yeah.
We're at the window. We only do things together now, Dermot. Enjoyed at the hip.
Yes. Are you eating a full chicken pie?
I left the chicken pie at home that day. It was a day off. Yeah.
Ollie in Waterford says, I've done a few workshops with Jenny and Dylan. Magic and Taboo is brilliant fun.
Thanks, Ollie.
I know, Ollie. Yeah,
it's great.
I'm really enjoying the interview. I've been following Dylan and Jenny's work in Cork. I go see all their plays. Taboo was excellent. It was one of the best nights I've had in ages. Highly recommend, says Catherine.
Thank you, Catherine.
Who I'm guessing is your PR person.
We don't know Catherine. So
might get
no.
her number afterwards.
So what's the dream then? You're back in Ireland now. You've got your own production company. It's humming. Everything is sold out so far. And now you're really excited about this next production. If you could wave the magic wand, what would you see yourself doing? Are you in that sweet spot right now?
So we've been doing one play every year or every 2 years. It would be amazing to have enough momentum to do 2 or 3 plays every year. That would be incredible. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And to share that work across the country and, if possible, you know, back in the UK and wherever we can take the work, because when you put that much kind of effort and energy into it, it's lovely to share it as much as possible. So
do you think your intimate relationship gives you something extra on stage?
I think we know each other's strengths and weaknesses, and I think we can really support each other in that. And I think that really helps. Like, lots of the big jobs I've got, it's because Dylan's been like, Jen, you could try this, or like, I really trust his vision and his insight, and I think like that makes me better. I think we're always trying to help each other shine, and I think that if someone's got that energy towards you, then the end result is way better. Yeah,
it's the opposite for in some ways for this play, because we don't know each other as a couple, you know, characters don't know each other, so you have to forget all those little intimacies that you have and go, wow, this girl's amazing, in the way that you think about it when you first, you know, are on a date, or that sort of extra physical attraction that you have when it's fresh and new.
That's true.
Yeah.
Or like, are we awkward enough? Are we too familiar with each other in this moment? Because we've only met twice before. Yeah.
Yeah. In a weird way, does it reignite that spark that was there at the start? Because you see each other with that beginner's mind again.
I think that's true, actually. Yeah.
And you're trying to present... The great thing about this play is they both start really trying to present the best version of themselves, and before long the truth of who they really are kind of comes to the surface, and that's really exciting for the audience, but also the other person, you're like, oh, hang on, is this what I wanted? I'm not sure now.
Yeah.
In the way you would on a date for the first time.
Well, it sounds fascinating. I can't wait to see the show. Are you a bit of a Bruce Wayne, Dylan? Do you have another career outside of this?
That's the first time I've ever had that description. I do physio. I'm physio as well. So when we moved home, Jenny and I learned to drive. We moved home. I started a job in the Abbey, and I started an undergrad in physio all within 3 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a bit mad. So,
Read a book called Reinvent Yourself?
Yeah, exactly. And I tried to tick all the boxes at once. But yeah, I juggle being physio and the acting, which
is
great.
I guess that knowledge of the physical body might help you in terms of movement on stage.
And that's where the interest kind of began, I suppose.
Lovely. Well, guys, it's been an absolute pleasure.
I think you've made us
all really excited about the show. Taboo in Smock Alley. You can go and see it. It is from June 9th to June 14th. And you'll be able to see Jenny and Dylan on stage and see that real life chemistry. Thanks so much for dropping into
us. Thank you so much, Dermot.
We'll take a quick break.
From the North Tech Studio, followed by your message to 80889.